This is a direct voice tape recording of a spirit communicator by the name of Patrick O'Malley. It's not a very long tape, but quite interesting from an Irishman, I should imagine, as I haven't played it very often. The medium is Mr. Leslie Flint. The sitters are Mr. S.G. Woods and the late Mrs. Betty Green of 11 Elm Road, Worthing in Sussex.
Standing there beside them as they didn't take any notice of me. And I realized then that there was something wrong, that the priest, he didn't help. He'd have thought he'd have understood, but he didn't know a thing. He didn't take any notice at all of me. I kept tapping him on the shoulder and I said, "Father, I'm here. I'm here, I'm here." But it didn't make any difference to him.
And what happened then?
Oh, eventually they buried me. That was the funniest thing. It's impossible. That was me, a burying the grass. I did not associate myself anymore with my body. It seemed as if it was something to do with someone else, not to do with me at all. And my mother was there, and my brother and sister. They didn't seem to know how standing there beside them. And all the church, and the rites, and all that, didn't make any difference. So I didn't think they understood that I was very much around their life, standing beside them all the time. Didn't make any difference. I didn't take any notice.
Yes?
And then what? Could you hear us?
Yes.
I couldn't. He used to go directly to the room where they met. And they're planning and carrying out various things that I decided to do. But I got fed up with that after a time. It was ridiculous. No one seemed to know us there. At times I tried to attract their attention. And of course, several times, several of my friends were killed. And we joined together. And we worked together from this side, eventually. But it was a foregone conclusion that we could not win. It was a hopeless business from the start. Anyway, Ireland's much better now than it was. You don't remember Casey? No, that's before your time. That's a long time ago.
Did you say Casey?
I was some friends here. A billion.
What are you doing with yourself now, Patrick?
I go and help various ways I can.
Yeah.
There's different places. I've been out of Scotland.
And how are you living over there?
Flies out in this war zone, as you you call it?
Yeah.
In Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do a certain amount of rescue up there. I try to do all kinds of help.
You must find a terrible state, sir.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's about time they did something about this. It's getting worse instead of better. I should never be.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for this. Wars. You know, thought people would learn a lesson, but they don't seem to learn very much. It's a pity that your friend can't hear. Is he getting deaf?
A little bit, yeah.
That's one of the tragedies of getting old. You get deaf, but you don't get dumb.
No, you won't get dumb. You'll never be
Maggie White. Did you have the store by the bridge?
years ago, good old days.
Oh, lovely.
Changed now, haven't they?
Yes, oh yes.
Some people say for the better. I suppose in some ways it's better.
Mm.
You've never been to Brixton, I don't suppose. Not your cup of tea.
Yes, we have, Maggie.
Yes.
Well, it must be different to my day.
Okay.
Full of theatricals it was.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
perhaps
it was then.
Yes.
I had a stall there. We used to let off rooms to theatricals.
Did you really?
My mother, father, me. Oh, of course, that's going back 50-odd years.
Is it really?
More than that.
Uh-huh.
Turn of the century.
Oh.
We lived there, 1900.
Oh, yes.
Remember the old Empress?
Oh, yes.
Of course, I'm going back before your time.
Before my time, yes.
But I remember it.
Do you know?
Yes.
We used to get a lot of the prose.
Did you really?
I remember them all.
Uh-huh.
You do?
I used to think when I was a girl, I might have gone on the stage myself. Instead of that, I just carried on the family business and the whelps and, you know, wrinkles, whelps and all that.
Jelly
deals? Oh, yes, a lot. I had a brother, he killed in the First World War, Alf.
Oh, yeah.
I'm over here with my people.
Yeah.
Of course, my mother came many years for me. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Not quite sure if you can hear me.
Oh, we can hear you.
I'm trying to speak to you, you know, but it's not very easy.
No, not
like the good old days.
What are you doing?
My goodness me, what's the change, isn't it? Oh, I'm very happy here. I can do all sorts of things I never could do on your side.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very happy. I never got married myself. No man ever wanted me. I wasn't exactly at all painted. Still, I'm quite happy now.
Yes, but you're
not. I have a lot to do with the children. I was always fond of the children when I was on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, not being married, never had none of my own. I always wanted to get married. One man I would have married probably, but he was killed.
Oh,
First World War. But then I think he might have changed his mind.
Oh, Maggie.
And what are you doing now on that
Happy
side, Maggie?
Happy days are here again. Do you know all these songs?
Yeah,
I keep up with them.
Yes.
Yes, I know a lot of songs from people over here. Of course, I remember a lot from my own years. I used to have a regular seat at the old Empress, you know.
Mm.
Used to go at least once a week to the theatre. I was keen on theatre and musical and all that.
Can you sing a song, Maggie?
I learned a lot of songs from the old plays that we used to put up.
Yeah.
Used to have a piano, you know.
Yeah.
Used to have some nice sing songs, all of us. And some of the plays, you know, were very friendly, and we'd often have a meal of a Sunday and a bit of a ding-dong, you know?
Yeah.
Can you sing us a song
now, Maggie?
You're tired.
Maggie, what are you doing on that side now? What is your...
She's looking after children.
Oh, you're looking after children, are you, Maggie? Come on now, Maggie. Very good. Very good indeed.
What?
Marsh,
yeah,
that big shop there, yeah.
Remember that place being built?
Do you, Maggie?
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Good gracious.
I always remember, Maggie, when I was a little girl going through, it was a great treat to go up to London on top of a bus or a tram. We used to go through Brixton, of course, you see. I always remember that.
Tangled it was.
Oh, I shouldn't think so now, no.
Do you want to come round Brixton now and look at it?
Occasionally. What are the roads and places are gone? I remember the old electric palace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember all those things. Remember the first time they ever showed pictures?
Oh, really?
Of the old
cinemas. There used to be a shop there. It was turned into a picture house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they had a proper picture palace, that was.
Mm-hmm.
It's going back a few years, you know, I think.
Yeah.
You know, 1900. I remember 1903, I think it was, they opened up this place.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
And it scared us. I never seen anything like that before. Mm-hmm. Scared me to, you know, it was all...
Yeah.
Scared I was.
Were you? Yeah.
One of them showing that train coming towards you. Frightened me, I thought of me. Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said all the screen was in streets, black streets, too.
Black streets?
Well, a sort of black
marks
all around the screen, the old films were.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Do you have pictures on that side?
Yeah, sort of. Not quite the same. They're different.
What happened to you, Maggie? Were you ill?
Did you pass? Oh, I died.
Well,
I suppose so. I was getting on, you know.
Yeah.
I was 73 or 4, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I remember 1900.
I think you were a bit bewildered, weren't you?
Of course I was getting on a bit.
Were you a little bewildered when you, after you passed over?
Oh, sort of.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I knew I'd died.
You did know?
Oh, I knew a bit about spirits, spiritualism and all that.
You did know?
Went to a few meetings.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I was scared stiff of them. But I was interested. I went to one or two meetings several times.
Mm-hmm.
The old lady was interested in them, she was.
Was she? Did she meet you when
she
you
was very medium, whatever you call it,
was
herself.
She,
yeah. Well, she was very good at telling fortunes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, to venture on
the when you passed over?
Oh, crowd of people, my mother, my father, Alfie, brother of mine,
mm-hmm.
and Charlie, old Beatty. Oh, crowd of us, it was.
And what did you do?
And the cat.
Oh, the cat met
oh,
you too.
Oh, Ginger.
Oh,
Ginger. Oh, yes, and there's old Corky.
Who's Corky?
Oh, man, I used to be very friendly with.
Oh.
He wanted to marry me, but what I'm going to do with him?
Oh.
Got a cork leg, you know.
Oh.
I used to call him Corky. Oh, he was a case he was. Dirty old son.
So what did they do when you...
Well,
did they take you up when they met you? What did you
have
to do?
Oh, well, the next thing I knew when I arrived here, I was with my mother and my father. They were looking much younger. Nice little parlour they'd got. Really nice turnout.
Mm-hmm.
It was just as if I'd come home.
Jolly nice. Yeah.
Very familiar.
Yeah.
Just very much like the house we used to have, actually. Very
and
similar.
And are you still in the same little house?
Yeah, still there.
You're still there?
Don't particularly want to move either. I like it where I am.
Good. And you're looking after children?